Kenya's rival politicians have reached an agreement to form a coalition government after weeks of bitter negotiations on how to end the country's deadly post-election violence. Emma McCarthy reports.
President Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga held 4 hours of discussions with former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and the leader of the African Union, Jakaya Kikwete. Annan emerged to say a deal on the formation of a coalition government had finally been reached.
They kept the future of Kenya foremost in their sights and reached a common position for the good of the nation.
The talks were seen as a last-ditch attempt to broker a deal after 1,500 people died in inter-supporter violence following December's elections. Kibaki and Odinga looked stoic as they signed the deal side by side to create the prime minister's post for Odinga that the opposition had been long demanding. But it is unclear just when Odinga will take up this new position. Kibaki said he will reconvene Parliament on Thursday to begin work on the constitutional changes necessary to make the deal into law. Up until now, Kenya has never had the post of Premier. London Daily Telegraph correspondent in Nairobi, Mike Flan, says the post-election violence has largely subsided in recent weeks, but that the country remains on edge.
So just because we have a deal doesn't mean Kenya's out in the clear. We need to see the details of it and understand how much power it will give to the opposition, which has been the key point. If they've sort of rolled over and allowed the government to continue with the true power, we're going to see some reaction against that weakened position.
In Western Kenya, some of the scenes of the worst violence, many people said it will take years to recover, as other key issues remain unresolved. Issues such as national unity and equality in the face of underlying ethnic and social divides. Until this is faced and dealt with by the country's leaders, there can be no doubt that the reputation of this once stable and prosperous East African nation will remain tarnished. I'm Ema McCarthy.